Joining us on the phone this morning is Beth Schwartz. She is the superintendent of ISD 166. She is out of town at the moment, but on her way back here. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
What impact do you anticipate in our school and the community from the Sandy Hook elementary shootings?
Well, obviously, our hearts really go out to the folks out at Sandy Hook. That type of tragedy is just unimaginable. We are anticipating that our older students will probably want to talk about it. That'll likely be done within classrooms, but of course we'll be on alert for any students who are more stressed than others, and we do have a counselor and an ADAPT worker that are available should those kids need to go there. Typically when these incidents occur so far away, and this obviously being over in Connecticut, most kids are more resilient than the adults and handle it quite well. Our elementary students, we likely will not be bringing the subject up within classes. We believe that that is a parental prerogative. However, we will be on alert to just watch for kids who maybe are talking about it in the hallways, on the playgrounds. Of course, if kids have questions, teachers will be dealing with that the very best that they can. Typically in this situation, we would let the kids lead and only offer as much information as the kids feel they're ready for. And answer, I think, you let them lead and then you answer them as simply and as honestly as you can, and of course being age appropriate in those responses.
Now, as I understand it, you've actually had opportunity to talk with the kids on Friday as this story developed.
Well, we didn't talk with the students. What we did is we made sure that all the teachers were informed, and then asked the teachers to be aware. If students started finding out in this digital age of texting and Facebook and everything else that the kids can get on their phones, that if students brought it up in class, the teachers were prepared to talk about it. But yes, we started talking to staff immediately when word from Connecticut started coming out. Obviously, a tragedy of this magnitude gets around quite quickly.
Now, I know the school has got an emergency plan. So if we had a situation like this, and of course we certainly hope we don't, but what's the steps that the school takes?
Our evacuation area is Bethlehem Lutheran Church. And obviously, we would be heading over there as quickly as possible. And as people left the building, whether it be for this type of tragedy or say a fire or something like that, we would get all of the students over to Bethlehem Lutheran. As we've all seen on the TV footage, it can be very chaotic when this type of incident occurs. And the way that parents can help the school district as much as possible is by remaining calm and listening to the school officials in that time, telling them how they can get to their kids, how they can check out their students. Obviously, the fear has got to be really intense when something like this is going on, but it will be really important that school officials have control of the situation, law enforcement has control of the situation, and that we will work hard to get students out to their parents as soon as we can. But we also would want to be taking attendance, making sure we have all children accounted for, doing everything we need to do to help law enforcement determine who's left in the building and what the situation is. Mm-hmm.
You are no stranger to school tragedies. What went through your mind when you heard this?
It's been hard. It's been a very hard weekend. Obviously, the tragedy that I went through is nowhere near the magnitude of what they're experiencing out there. But whenever you have deaths of students within a school, particularly those of young children in small communities, it really is just an intensive effect that stays with you forever. I have already emailed both administrators and just letting them know that if they need someone to talk to who's kind of been through this, if there's anything that I can do to help, that certainly they are welcome to call me day or night. And just reliving everything that they have to go through in the next few days, mass funerals within the school, it's really obviously a very trying time for everyone involved.
Beth Schwartz is the superintendent of ISD 166. Thanks for taking the time on your way back here to talk to us, and we'll look forward to talking to you as the time goes on.